It was the invasion of the Japanese inland from Malaysia into Singapore. And Singapore fell then on the 15th of February, and the British were victorious.
Would you say that your family was fairly well off?
Yes, my parents were middle class. And we lived with my father's mother. She was widowed. She lost her husband when my father, he's one of five and he's the eldest. He was 11 years old when he lost his father. And his grandparents, his father's mother and father, moved out to Singapore. His grandfather was, they came from Scotland. His grandfather was an architect, and his grandmother became headmistress of one of the schools in Penang. It's an island off west coast of Malaysia. His mother and family emigrated from Tokyo, Japan, to Singapore. And my father's one of five, and they all progressed, they all did well. Met my mother, got married, and as I said, my mother came to Singapore to further her education. It so happened because my grandmother was Japanese, they were saved from being slaughtered by the Japs, because I was very blonde when I was born. And my grandmother's older sister lived with them as well. And she was traditional Japanese, always dressed in a kimono, spoke very, very little English, mainly Japanese and a bit of Malay. And my father's youngest brother used to work for the cable and wireless. And he did all the coding during the war times and used to pass on all the messages of where the Japanese and all were, more or less like a spy. And the Japanese got to hear about it, and they came to the house, the Kampeitai, they're the worst of the Japanese lot, and came to the house one day and asked where my uncle was, and they said, no, he wasn't in. And they were just rounding up the whole family when Obasang, that's my grandmother's older sister, came to the door, and they saw her in a kimono, and they just bowed down to her and said in Japanese, we didn't know that you were Japanese here. And Obasang said, yes, this is all my family. And they left them then in peace, and they didn't round them up to take them to the concentration camp. We had servants, one to do all the cooking, marketing, housework, and another one to do the washing and ironing. And at the age of two, I contracted dysentery. And my father thinks that my diabetes stemmed from this. But who's to know? We don't know, yeah? Yeah, that was the only time that I really got very ill when I was little.
And what other early memories do you have?
I think I must have been about 3 or 4 years old when all the Japanese subjects were sent to the concentration camps in Jurong, that's in Singapore. And I remember going there to visit my grandmother, her older sister, and her two younger sisters, because they were all Japanese subjects. And they lived in sort of wooden huts on stilts out in this area in Jurong.
And this camp would have been run by the British?
Yeah, this was the British had set this camp up.